presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Danny.
What's up, man?
E3 2019. It's coming to a close.
Last day, we got some good stuff.
Yeah. And to keep it moving, got a chance to play Borderlands 3 mm-hmm. from Gearbox. It's one of those games that I was heavily looking forward to, heavily anticipating. I know you had the appointment, so I knew it was going to get covered, but something came up. I think it was the Remedy Control.
Yeah, I was playing Control.
Opportunity, and yeah. You were like, "Hey, I need you to cover." And I was like, "I got you, fam." Right, yeah. And so I ran over there, got in, got to do the demonstration, and then jumped over and got like I think it was like it felt like 30 minutes of gameplay. It could have gone longer, but they kicked me out.
What was it? Freedom? Like you do whatever you want?
Yeah, or? Literally exactly the way they that Pitchford and fam did the launch, the announce a couple of weeks ago where it was just like, okay, here's the game, bye. Exactly the same way. They were like, you're going to have a character with level 6 experience or like level 6 skill points. Mm-hmm. So jump in, fill up your skill points and get out into the game. Just go out and do whatever you want. We're not going to restrain you. We're not going to hold you back. We're not going to tell you you can only go into this one specific mm-hmm. area. Play. And I think that was really, really cool from their part. So today they introduced a new character. A character name is Moze. Mm-hmm. M-O-Z-E. It's a young female character that has a mech. Similar kind of like D.Va in Overwatch. She's a mech pilot. Primarily a tank / DPS build. With hard points, like one on each shoulder. So, like depending on which build you wanted to go, and there was three of them, you could put either rockets or grenades, one on either shoulder. You could do, and that was the Demolition Woman skill tree. If you wanted to do the Shield or Retribution skill tree, that one was Shield Support Melee type build. Mm-hmm. And actually, in the melee build, there's like a jackhammer punch that is in one of the arms. It was really, really dope. And the last one, which was my personal favorite, Bottomless Mags, which was a chain gun and a flamethrower. And that's like the super heavy tank DPS. And the cool part about that is if you have the right skill perk attached, you can have a co-op player jump on your back, mount, and use the turret on her own. Or on their own, right? Mm-hmm. So similar like Titanfall where you're running around and you're in your Titan doing damage or whatever, you can have a fellow Titanfall pilot jump on your back and like just shoot around. Same concept.
Okay.
So in this iteration, they were highlighting and introducing some new things. One of them, some of them being social features. So like let's say, Danny, you and I are playing a game, right? Mm-hmm. And you decide to become the loot bandit and run in and just scoop up all the loot. And then you realize, you know what? Pete really liked that gun and I feel bad. You can send it to me in game via like a mail system, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to come up and find me in game and drop it and I have to pick it up. You can say, you know what? I played with Pete. He liked this gun. Let me send it to him. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it'll level scale. So even if, let's say, you were 10 and I'm 15, when you send it to me, it scales up to 15 for me. Like, the way it is if I would have picked it up on my own. The other thing that you can do is if... let me see what I'm saying.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
You were playing by your... Self?
I played by myself.
Oh, so there was no like, play with others.
No, there was. They didn't. The games that we played was only like, okay, here's your character, go. There was no other playable characters.
Okay.
We weren't networked in any way, shape, or form.
That's fine. We'll see that. Maybe
I'm sure they'll unveil that at a later date.
Yeah.
The other thing that they showed was hunt missions, which is kind of like you could participate in missions that other people have done. Like, let's say, it's kind of like a leaderboard feature. The cool thing was you can see that you can either choose to participate in that game on your own and say, you know, oh, you know, Danny shows, you know, he's on this leaderboard for this mission, did really well. Or if you see that somebody you know is playing that, you can immediately use that hunt mission and jump directly in there. And those hunt missions, kind of like strikes in Destiny, where it gives you the opportunity to do a boss battle for higher, more powerful loot.
Cool.
The other thing that they announced was the level, you know, you've always seen how it's always like super customizable, but always off the wall, crazy designs. They've really gone, you know, really, really dope this time. Now with skins that are dynamic in color. Mm-hmm. Now your character, similar to like what we saw in Anthem and originally like in Halo, where you could do your armor, your colors in three different ones, your primary, tertiary, or secondary and tertiary colors. Now you can do that as well. They've introduced emotes, weapon trinkets, and weapon skins. So now it's not just the plain Jane weapon that you come. You can actually get skins to customize your stuff. And some of the other things that they showed was, you know, this is now the third planet in the universe of Borderlands. Planet's called Eden 6. It's no longer like Pandora, where Pandora's like a desert type thing. It's mm-hmm. more swampy, you know, kind of like a, you know, jungly, swampy environment. Mm-hmm. They did highlight Tina. She's back.
Oh, she's back. That's
Tiny
dope.
Tina's back.
That's dope.
And then, you know, on top of the regular animals and fauna and stuff like that, there's dinosaurs and volcanoes.
You like the environment that where you were at playing? Because I don't know if this is the same one where they were showing from the reveal event.
So in the reveal event, they showed a planet. I don't recall if it was Eden 6. It might have been because it looked similar. Mm-hmm. So if you saw what the planet looked like in the reveal event, it's very, very similar to that. They did not allow us onto Sanctuary 3.
Oh, it was blocked?
They just dropped us onto the planet. Mm-hmm. And they were like, go.
Go.
Right? And so, yeah, I had, you know, the gun that when it ran out of ammo, you threw it and it became a grenade. And mm-hmm. that was really fun. I noticed my character had three guns.
Really?
And I don't remember if that was a thing in
I thought it was only, was it?
I don't know. I had two assault rifles and a shotgun, and then I could jump into my mech and then unleash total hell and fury on the planet. And it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of gave me like that, you know, that mech assault / Titanfall feeling where you're in a mech just like mm-hmm. trudging down slowly. And there's areas of the map that you can't get to because you're in the mech because it's so big. So you have to like jump out and you can't sit there indefinitely. There's a gas meter that starts to beep and flash. So like you can't just do the entire map in the mech. You have to get out, let it recharge its batteries / gas, and then go back into it and
workshop. You play the previous all Borderlands games, probably, right? Yeah. So I know you're a fan, mm-hmm. and it was like the first looter shooter?
Yeah, that's the OG looter shooter.
The OG.
I mean, you can always say, like, you know, there's always like games like Diablo that focused on loot, but from a shooter. That was either first or third person with a high focus on like looting and mm-hmm. with some RPG elements. Yeah, this I consider Borderlands the OG.
Diablo's good. Fantasy Star Online is another one that a lot of games got inspiration from. That guy.
But that's mostly because of the RPG factor.
RPG, right? But there's loot. There's loot everywhere. So, so overall, you enjoyed it. It was good.
It's Borderlands. It's over the top, insane fun. The art direction is amazing as usual. Yeah. It's what we expect from a Gearbox / Borderlands game, right?
So, yeah.
So I mean, I know there's been that skepticalness of trying to support them because of all of the BS with what Randy Pitchford said. But, mm-hmm. you know, as a fan of the game and the fan of what they're offering, because they seem to be clicking all those right buttons right now mm-hmm. with, you know, we don't want to do this. You know, we don't want to fall into the same traps as other games. It's kind of enticing. It kind of makes it hard to say no. Yeah. So, I mean, good. Hey, I'm a shooter fan. I'm a looter shooter fan. Borderlands is ticking all of the boxes for people that either are maybe or are already burnt out from games like The Division or mm-hmm. Destiny and want another looter shooter to jump into. We know that the Borderlands storylines have always been amazing. They've always been well written and well acted. So you'll see me there.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, Pete.
No worries.
All right, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.